Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
And now, ladies and gentlemen,
this is Learn to Kick Fear with Love.
Take action.
Learn how internet marketers, real estate investors, and other entrepreneurs are overcoming their fears and making it happen and being successful.
You know she's got the 411.
It's time to kick those fears to the curb with Love right now.
Right now.
Right now.
What's going on, everybody? It's your girl, Lolita, a.k.a. Lo. Thanks again for tuning in to another episode of Take Action Real Estate Investing with me, with your girl. I'm really excited about the guest that I have. Oh, my goodness, Miss Mary Martinez. But before I actually introduce her, and you guys want to make sure that you shut off Facebook, that you turn your phones off and get a pen and pad, because you're going to want to get this information and you're going to want to learn what she has to share with you guys. Okay, so make sure you do that. But I also want to make sure that you guys like, share, and subscribe to this podcast. Okay, I love it when you guys give me feedback and you let me know that you've enjoyed the guest, and also share your suggestions, okay, of topics and things like that that you want to hear, because I want to continue to bring you guys quality interviews as well as guests on the show. Okay, cool. Now, without any further delay, I'm really excited to introduce not only my top escrow officer of all time, but also a friend, and her name is Miss Mary Martinez. So, Mary, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. So thanks again for taking the time to be on the show. And before I dive into, you know, asking you these questions, share a little bit about yourself and how long you've been an escrow officer.
I've been an escrow officer for about, I would say, 14 years. I've been in title for 16 years, and I started at the bottom as a receptionist, so I know everything from beginning to end pretty much in the 16 years that I've been doing it.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No,
you're good.
I've been working exclusively, mostly, you know, with investors for, I would say, about the past 6-7 years.
Fantastic. And guys, you know, this is not just anybody that I just kind of pulled out of my hat to or found online to interview and talk about this. Mary, you and I and our business, you know, Carla Hartstone, we've known you probably for about, what, 5 or 6 years now?
Yes, I think at least.
Yeah, at least. And do you know or have any idea how many deals that we've closed with you all?
A ton. I can't count them, but there's been a ton.
It's been a lot, exactly. So one of the questions is, you know, when dealing with investors, okay, dealing with real estate investors, you have a lot of them that don't necessarily understand the fees and maybe even you guys' complete role within the transaction. So can you talk a little bit about that?
I can. The biggest concern with most investors is obviously everybody wants to make money and the most money than they can possibly make out of everything. So their concern is our fees. We have very standard fees for any title company in Texas. But to them, it's they seem a little high. We tend to streamline the fees, kind of keep them same on every single file, no matter how much work we've done on them, no matter if it's a $5 million deal or a $5,000 deal. I streamline them very well. And the reason is because on especially investment deals, there are some files that you're just going to have. I have one right now I'm working on that has 18 airship affidavits.
Oh, wow.
That we've been working on for a couple of months, and we've done all the research and everything, but I'm not charging extra. We'll charge extra recording charges, but we're not charging extra for anything else. We're just trying to get it done with the customer. I've had a customer recently, a fairly new customer, had a couple of smaller deals, I would say about $5,000. Dollars for a couple of deals, and that was their biggest concern too, was the fees. And I told her, you know, whether you know it or not, we have a ton of clearing that we do that you don't even know about. If we can get it done behind the scenes without bothering the buyer, without bothering the seller, we're going to get it done without you even realizing it. We might tell you that there's a little bit of delay or we're working on something. But we try to get it all done without having to have you all lift a finger. And there are some times, like on this 18 airship affidavit one, where I do need a little extra help from everybody, and I do ask them for it. But it's just the reason we streamline it is just some are just going to be a lot more work than others, and we're going to put the same amount of work in every single one.
Sure.
So regardless if it's 5,000. You know, 5 million, mm-hmm. we're going to charge the exact same fees. We don't go by percentages.
Absolutely. And that's good to know. Now, for those that's listening, that's not necessarily clear on what airship affidavits, you know, is, can you break that down a little bit?
On this particular deal, we had mom and dad who purchased a property. Mom passed away first, willed everything over to dad. Dad did have a will and did probate it once, but it went all to all of his children. He had 9 children. Those 9 children, about 6 of them deeded them to 3 of the siblings. 2 of the 3 siblings passed away, so what it reverted without wills, so it reverted back to the total of 9.
Mm-hmm.
So the entire title went back to all 9 children, regardless of what initially happened and who got it, because there was no wills that were probated. Out of those 9, 8 of them are deceased. All of them have children except for 1. And of all those children, about 7 of them are also deceased. So it's just following the airship affidavit is really to find out who actually has ownership on the property, who it's following the lineage. It's just trying to get it titled to the right person.
Mm-hmm. Great. Thank you so much for breaking that down. And it just goes back to number one, understanding that every deal is not going to get clear title in 3 or 4 days and the deals close, all the deals close in 7 to 10 days, right?
No, we try. That's oh, yeah. My goal, but it doesn't always work that way.
Absolutely it doesn't. And that's why it's so super important to have not only just a title company, but an investor-friendly title company that understands, you know, pretty much what Mary has shared, but also being able to close the non-traditional type of real estate deals. Is that correct, Mary?
That's correct.
And go ahead.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, you're fine.
We just try to help you all be as creative as possible, you know, but stay within the line of being able to get everything insured as well.
Absolutely. And that's why I will call you. If there's something that it's kind of sketchy, even with me, and I'm looking at a deal and trying to put it together and do some of, you know, the other things more so than maybe wholesaling, or, you know, if it's a subject to investing type of deal, an owner finance deal, if it's something a little bit more creative than that, I'll call you and I'll ask you, you know, Mary, can we do this? Or can we close this deal this way? And one thing I love about you is that you'll let me know. Or if you're not sure, you will find the answer.
And you will.
And you will get back to me, and I appreciate that. But a lot of title companies don't do that. There's a lot of title companies that don't even close non-traditional real estate investing, which is pretty interesting to me because it seems like there's a lot of business that they're missing. You think?
They just want the easier stuff. They feel the easier stuff is, you know, they can close a lot more and make a lot more money off of them. And that's what they market. You know, they go right after refinances, commercial deals, whatever's going to make them more money. So if they have that flowing in, and most bigger title companies do, then they're not going to mess around with the little stuff. And a lot of them will, I know quite a few that will deal with investors, but then there are a lot more that just don't want to deal with them. The deals are too small, there's too much work to be done, and they're not making enough money. So it's the time that they're spending on it is not easy for them to handle, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, as far as bringing the money in. So no, a lot of them aren't comfortable with them at all. And I've spoken to several title companies, you know, just here and there trying to get things done. And I have several friends in other title companies. But even some of the people I've personally worked with and still maintain a relationship with that are closing at other offices just refuse. They don't want to do it. It's not worth their time.
Exactly. Awesome. Yep. Now, another thing I want to tackle is let's talk about, as you know, with us being here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area here recently, there has been a big scandal of a title company, which I will not say any names, that got into a lot of trouble. All right. And I know several investors that invested hundreds of thousands, even millions, that they put into escrow at this title company. So I do want to talk about the importance of working with the right title company. Obviously, I'm talking to you. We've done a lot of work together, a lot of business together, and I'm very, very comfortable with continuing to do business with you all as well as refer you all out. But if you can talk a little bit about just how investors and other people, when dealing with title companies, and they're not sure who to use, what are some of the things that they should look for or look out for?
I feel a lot, maybe with some new investors, probably not, but most investors know or can gauge the situation on, you know, what they're doing, what the title company's doing. If, you know, if it can't be put in writing, or you don't feel comfortable with it, it's just best for you to walk away. I've lost many, many potential clients for the simple fact that I say no very rarely because I have good relationships with my underwriters and I can go to them and say, this is what we have on the table. Let's figure it out. But if we can't, and those, you know, especially the ones I'm very close with, if those underwriters are not comfortable, I'm going to tell them. So a lot of the times, you know, some of these customers are, well, I don't want to deal with you, or I'm just going to go over here. They'll do it. I don't like to lose business, but at the same time, I don't want to be in that situation. And I know that some investors, it's a lot of times the other side, you know, the sell side or the buy side that chooses the title company and they want to force them to go there. If you're not comfortable with the situation, if you can't ask which underwriter they're going through, if you can't ask exactly how they cleared something, move on. It's not worth it. It really is not. I'm clean. At this point in time, I have two files that we're clearing from that said title company, which, you know, nobody wants to help these clients or try to get them reinsured, you know, to sell the properties. Even the underwriters that they went through originally, and they do have title insurance, they just don't want to reinsure them. So, I mean, it just really depends on your gut feeling. If you're not comfortable with it, move on. And like you, yourself and Carla, you guys have called me a couple of times questioning some things with other title companies. I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem looking at your contract, your commitment, and making sure that you're going to be comfortable with that particular transaction. But it's always about how your gut feeling. Your gut feeling is always right.
Absolutely. And I think that's a great answer, you know, for you to address that. And it's all about, like you said, your gut feeling. and also asking others, you know, that have been in the business, ask them, you know, about, I mean, that's just like anybody, any type of business. You want to get references, you want to see if other people are happy and comfortable. And if you get that, then yeah, then that's probably a business or service that you want to kind of lean towards working with or doing business with. And I think another thing with that, Mary, one thing that I appreciate, and Carl and I appreciate with you, is even on some deals that, you know, if there's something that was overlooked or missed, you know, we talk about it and you take care of it. You know, if there's something that we've left off, especially if we send you guys a new file, a new contract, new assignment, whatever the case may be, and let's say the earnest money, you know, may be a little late or whatever, day late, few hours late, you guys will send us a simple email and say, hey, we haven't got the earnest yet, just want to give you an update or follow up. And you guys do that. So being able to build on the relationship with a great escrow officer, with a great title company, I can tell you is priceless, and it will help you to continue to increase your bottom line, your deals, your closings, your profits. It's priceless. So, Mary, I just want to thank you so much for taking the time to allow me to interview you. If people want to contact you and reach out to you, could you please share your information?
Sure. My office number is 817-281-4747. We're a fee office for Independence Title. We're in the Colleyville area. We do have a virtual office in Arlington. And my email address is Mary, M-A-R-Y, at arclawfirm.com.
Awesome. And also, I don't know if we shared this, but Mary, you're bilingual.
I am. I do speak Spanish.
So, yes. So that's another added advantage. And also, guys, October 8th, Saturday, October 8th, 2016, I'm doing a Day with Low Real Estate Investing Bootcamp 3.0. You do not want to miss it. You don't want to miss it. Mary and Arklan Title are a sponsor, and I'm so excited because Mary's also going to be one of the speakers talking more in depth about this very subject of title companies, escrow officers, and how to work and what things investors need to do in order to solidify a really strong and solid relationship with the title company and answer any questions that you all may have. So it's going to be a fun day. You're going to learn a ton about real estate investing, wholesaling, creating a business, not just a hobby to play with it, but a business. Okay. Make sure you go to daywithlow.com for more information. Cool. Mary?
Yes.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the time.
I appreciate you. Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.